Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, and we are reading from the Contemporary English Version. We'll begin with Acts chapter 21, verses 1 through 16. After saying goodbye, we sailed straight to Kos. The next day we reached Rhodes, and from there sailed on to Patara. We found a ship going to Phoenicia, so we got on board and sailed off. We came within sight of Cyprus, and then sailed south of it to the port of Tyre in Syria, where the ship was going to unload its cargo. We looked up the Lord's followers and stayed with them for a week. The Holy Spirit had told them to warn Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. But when the week was over, we started on our way again. All the men, together with their wives and children, walked with us from the town to the seashore. We knelt on the beach and prayed. Then, after saying goodbye to each other, we got into the ship, and they went back home. We sailed from Tyre to Ptolemais, where we greeted the followers and stayed with them for a day. The next day, we went on to Caesarea and stayed with Philip, the preacher. He was one of the seven men who helped the apostles, and he had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. We had been in Caesarea for several days when the prophet Agabus came to us from Judea. He took Paul's belt and with it tied up his own hands and feet. Then he told us, "The Holy Spirit says that some of the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will tie up the man who owns this belt. They will also hand him over to the Gentiles." After Agabus said this, we and the followers living there begged Paul not to go to Jerusalem. But Paul answered, "Why are you crying and breaking my heart? I am not only willing to be put in jail for the Lord Jesus, I am even willing to die for him in Jerusalem." Since we could not get Paul to change his mind, we gave up and prayed, "Lord, please make us willing to do what you want." Then we got ready to go to Jerusalem. Some of the followers from Caesarea went with us and took us to stay in the home of Mnason. He was from Cyprus and had been a follower from the beginning. And now we turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm chapter 9. A psalm by David for the music leader, to the tune, "The Death of a Son." I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, and tell about the wonders you have worked. God Most High, I will rejoice. I will celebrate and sing because of you. When my enemies face you, they run away and stumble and are destroyed. You take your seat as judge, and your fair decisions prove that I was in the right. You warn the nations and destroy evil people. You wipe out their names forever and ever. Our enemies are destroyed completely for all time. Their cities are torn down. They will never be remembered again. You rule forever, Lord. And you are on your throne, ready for judgment. You judge the world fairly and treat all nations with justice. The poor can run to you because you are a fortress in times of trouble. Everyone who honors your name can trust you because you are faithful to all who depend on you. You did not forget to punish the guilty or listen to the cries of those in need. Please have mercy, Lord. My enemies mistreat me. Keep me from the gates that lead to death. And I will sing about you at the gate to Zion. I will be happy there because you rescued me. Our Lord, the nations fell into their own pits, and their feet were caught in their own traps. You showed what you are like, and you made certain that justice is done. But evil people are trapped by their own evil deeds. The wicked will go down to the world of the dead to be with those nations that forgot about you. The poor and the homeless won't always be forgotten and without hope. Do something, Lord. Don't let the nations win. Make them stand trial in your court of law. Make the nations afraid and let them all discover just how weak they are. And now from the book of Isaiah, we are reading Isaiah chapter 13. We are making our way through Isaiah, and we'll begin with verse 1 and go through the end of the chapter. This is the message that I was given about Babylon. From high on a barren hill, give a signal, shout the orders, and point the way to enter the gates of Babylon's proud rulers. The Lord has commanded his very best warriors and his proud heroes to show how angry he is. Listen to the noisy crowds on the mountains. Kingdoms and nations are joining forces. The Lord All-Powerful is bringing together an army for battle. From a distant land, the Lord is coming, fierce and furious. He brings his weapons to destroy the earth. Cry and weep. The day is coming when the mighty Lord will bring destruction. All people will be terrified. Hands will grow limp. Courage will melt away. Everyone will tremble with pain like a woman giving birth. They will stare at each other with horror on their faces. I, the Lord, will show no mercy or pity when that time comes. In my anger, I will destroy the earth and every sinner who lives on it. Light will disappear from the stars in the sky. The dawning sun will turn dark, and the moon will lose its glow. I will punish this evil world and its people because of their sins. I will crush the horrible pride of those who are cruel. Survivors will be harder to find than the purest gold. I, the Lord All-Powerful, am terribly angry. I will make the sky tremble and the earth shake loose. Everyone will run to their homelands, just as hunted deer run and sheep scatter when they have no shepherd. Those who are captured will be killed by a sword. They will see their children beaten against rocks, their homes robbed, and their wives abused. The Medes can't be bought off with silver or gold, and I'm sending them to attack Babylonia. Their arrows will slaughter the young men. No pity will be shown to babies and children. The city of Babylon is glorious and powerful, the pride of the nation. But it will be like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah after I, the Lord, destroyed them. No one will live in Babylon. Even nomads won't camp nearby. The shepherds won't let their sheep rest there. Only desert creatures, hoot owls, and ostriches will live in its ruins. The goats will leap about. Hyenas and wolves will howl from Babylon's fortresses and beautiful palaces. Its time is almost up. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen along as we read God's Word together. Psalm 143:8 says this, "Let the morning bring news of your unfailing love. We have put our trust in you. Show us the way we should go, for to you we entrust our lives." Would you pray with me? Father, may the morning bring news of your unfailing love. Thank you, Lord, that your unfailing love is all around us, but we need eyes to see it. Help us, Lord, to have spiritual eyes to see the blessings that you have bestowed on us. And Lord, would you give us such an awareness of your Spirit that we are in tune with you so that when you say go somewhere, we go. Just as Paul was ready to go to Jerusalem, even if it meant death. Help us, Lord, to be a people who are ready to respond to your call, whether it means sacrifice, or it means time, or it means energy. Lord, help us to be your people, your hands and feet. As we anticipate tomorrow and the day of National Thanksgiving, Lord, may our hearts be filled with thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. And not only what you have done for us, but Lord, who you are, that you are almighty and you are all-knowing and you are all-present, working things together for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purposes. Bless this day, we pray, Lord, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.